Hello and welcome to the footballweather.com podcast. A short pod for you this week, looking over the Czech and Scottish football highlights from the recent weekend. Enjoy the pod. So what happened in the Czech Republic over the weekend? Well, there was a big win for Viktoria Pilsen against Karvina. Horava scored a double in a 2-0 win. It was Pilsen back to their dominant best with a really good performance, a lot of possession, a lot of shots on goal. Karvina, who have been struggling near the bottom of the league, didn't really stand a chance against what was a dominant and professional Pilsen side. Back on form after, you know, quite a significant sticky spell by their standards this season. That victory from Pilsen, combined with Slavia's 0-0 draw against Slovakia, which was a dominant performance by Slavia, a lot of possession, a lot of territory, a lot of chances on goal as well. But that 0-0 result puts them 9 points behind Pilsen and sets up a mouth-watering tie this weekend where Pilsen can go to Slavia at the Eden Arena and wrap up what would ultimately be a well-deserved title for the Red and Blues. They are so a mouth-watering tie at the weekend coming up at the top of the league, where I think Pilsen would be favourites to wrap up the title sooner rather than later. Prague's other big side, Sparta, demonstrated yet more inconsistencies. They were beaten 3-2 by Woli Ostrava at the weekend, with a winner scored by Milan Baros, who listeners in the UK may remember from his time at Liverpool. As well as the Czech national team. Ostrava doing their survival chances no harm at all, moving up to 25 points, and really within touching distance of a number of mid-table teams there with that victory. But Sparta, well, it just goes from bad to worse from them, and they'll be hoping that they can just get to the end of the season, limping to the end of the season, and can regroup over the summer. It's not been a good season at all for Sparta, very disappointing by their standards. Also at the bottom, we've got Brno languishing at the bottom on 20 points. They were beaten by Dukla at the weekend in what was a relegation six-pointer. Dukla up to 29 points, which is within touching distance of mid-table. Brno, though, it's looking very, very ominous for the side there, and yeah. I think relegation is going to come sooner rather than later for those guys. Jihlava and Bolsav played against each other. Now, this was again was a game of a couple of teams, struggling at the bottom. A 0-0 draw did neither side any favour there. So how does this leave the table? Well, as I said, Pilsen on 59 can wrap up the title away to Slavia, who are on 50. Underneath that, you have Olomouc on 48, Jablonec on 44, Sparta 43, Liberec 42, Bohemians on 36. A good season from the Green Whites from Vidovice region of Prague. Teplice on 33. Before then, you go down to Zlín on 29. A good season by Zlín. They've had European football as well to contend with. So a busy season for what is a small side. 29 points should potentially see them safe though. Dukla also on 29, well, a poorly supported team, Dukla, but you know they've probably retained their first league status for another year. Underneath that though, Slovakia on 28, Boleslav 27, Karvina 26, Jihlava 26, Ostrava 25, and Brno 20. So the relegation candidates are going to come from those bottom few teams. It will be exciting over the next few weeks to see who does go down as well. I would highly recommend people try and tune in, if you can, to the Pilsen Slavia game this weekend. It's going to be exciting. You know, a remaining title race within Europe, it's a rarity. So yeah, tune in and enjoy your football. And now to Scotland, where Celtic wrapped up the title, thumping their arch-rivals Rangers 5-0 at the weekend. No surprise that Celtic wrapped up the title. A little bit surprising it's taken them this long until the fourth last game of the season. It's been wrapped up earlier than that in previous years, but that's perhaps testament to the increased competition that Celtic have faced. They've suffered a few defeats this season, not least against Hibs a few weeks ago, which put Hibs firmly in the race for second place alongside Aberdeen and Rangers. As it stands, Aberdeen sit on 68 points, with Rangers and Hibs tied on 65. Aberdeen and Hibs play each other this weekend, with Aberdeen and Rangers playing next Tuesday. So a pivotal week in the race for second place amongst those sides, and it'll be very exciting to see what happens. Down at the bottom, we've got another tight battle. Ross County sitting on 27 points. They lost to Hamilton the weekend, pushing Hamilton up to 33 points. Partick are sitting on 29, with Dundee also on 33. It's beginning to look a bit ominous for Ross County. They play Partick Thistle at the weekend, Friday night in fact. A defeat for either side, or certainly Ross County, could see them go down. The gap, if they get beat, could prove too difficult to climb back from. Dundee v Hamilton is also another game that stands out at the weekend. Both teams tied in 33 points. A win there could realistically secure the Scottish Premiership status for either of those sides. So again, it's going to be very, very exciting. This season, you know, has proven to be relatively exciting when it gets to this stage. As I said, we've got a three-way fight for second place, and at the moment at least, a four-way fight for or to avoid the automatic relegation and relegation playoff spots from the SP, from the Scottish Premiership down. So very, very exciting, and something to look out for this weekend in Scotland. The footballweather.com was at the Aberdeen v Hearts game at the weekend to see Aberdeen beat Hearts 2-0. Aberdeen had a very fluid performance, very attacking in the first half, using their wingers, Gary Mackay-Stephen and Niall Ginn, very well. Hearts were limited and set up very defensively in that first half. Hearts played with a back three, which included Darren Hughes and Christoph Berra, which on paper, and indeed when watching, didn't seem like the most mobile of back threes. And that kind of formation allowed Aberdeen to penetrate down the wings, which is, you know, a favourite tactic by Aberdeen. And it paid off very much so. Aberdeen won a corner early through some wing play where they got in behind the Hearts defence, utilising the space in between the wing back and that third centre half to get down. And while the cross was cut out, the resultant corner led to Aberdeen's goal. So a ball in, knocked down, and Anthony O'Connor struck home from inside the 6-yard box. This demonstrates some deficiencies with Hearts' lineup. First of all, the space in behind the wing back and between the centre half, allowing Aberdeen's wingers in. But then also getting beat from, you know, a relatively straightforward corner, you know, to the knockdown. So the back three who were there, presumably on par for their physicality, didn't manage to do their job in that scenario. Aberdeen's second goal again came from a ball slipped in behind the wing back and between the wing back and centre half. A lack of communication and a lack of awareness in picking up this kind of demonstrated that the players perhaps weren't overly comfortable playing in this formation. Aberdeen were swarming over Hearts in the first half, playing through these wingers, and at times there seemed to be an overload for Aberdeen, who were playing with an orthodox back four, so that the fullbacks were able to push up and support against the single Hearts player on their respective side. So Aberdeen had a lot of territory, a lot of impetus going forward. Into the second half, and Aberdeen seemed to change formation, reverting to a back three after about an hour, and trying to, you know, pack the midfield and maybe match up with Hearts' formation. This lost Aberdeen a degree of impetus, and Hearts began to get a stronger foothold in the game, indeed creating a few chances, none of which ended up on target, but they were creating, and, you know, Aberdeen seemed to lose a lot of their good form going forward by matching up. You know, you could argue that Aberdeen were simply matching up, being very, very professional, and, you know, settling for what they had, given that Hearts didn't really look to have much going forward. But also it was a bit concerning that, you know, the game seemed to be there for the taking, and certainly Hearts weren't offering anything, and, you know, were really struggling against Aberdeen in the first half with their formation. So it was an interesting tactical switch from Aberdeen to change to that formation to match up. Hearts, however, well, I think they need to get to the summer. Top six finish probably represents as good as they could do this season. Into the summer to reassess the team, give Craig Levein a chance to sign some players who fit into a formation he wants to play. There ought to be a few square pegs and round holes for the Jambos last Friday, and it really showed on the pitch with a kind of lack of fluidity and lack of real direction on the team. In terms of what they need to go forward, well, in an attacking sense, they seem to lack a bit of pace, a little bit of lack of invention going forward. They've got some good players, but no real penetration. Lots of nice touches, but there's, you know, for example, not a fast winger like Aberdeen have, or not a really creative midfielder who can pick walks behind for the strikers to run onto. All in all, it was a decent Scottish Premiership game. Professional performance by Aberdeen and a 2-0 victory which establishes them in second place going into the weekend against the other Edinburgh side, Hibs, and then Rangers next Tuesday as well. Games to look out for, and I'd encourage everyone to keep note of the scores. And that concludes this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Check out our website, thefootballblather.com, as well as our social media handles, so that is at footballblather on Twitter. For more links to many articles on football from Scotland, Czech Republic, across Europe, as well as guides on travelling to different countries and lots of other interesting bits and pieces as well. Hope you've enjoyed the pod, and tune in next time for more blethering.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.